Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and on selected stations on the Salem Media Group across the country in some of the biggest markets out there, as well as our leading independent stations where we've got them scattered here, there, and everywhere around the countryside. And, oh, by the way, don't forget we also broadcast on the Internet and on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and petroleum products so we can go when we need to. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can hear us as well, our podcast on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Moonplay in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and of course on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, to the telephone we go. Right off the bat, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Welcome back, Mr. Kyle.
All right, great to be here, Captain.
Yep, and now we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the website, and the Facebook page is the Denise Simon Experience, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, 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 and it's a great day in the neighborhood. 81 degrees, partly cloudy, going to be another warm day for us, and I'm going to lead us in the pledge. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for
which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, you were talking about all things Biden and this Devin Archer and a couple of other things, and you didn't quite get a chance to finish, so go ahead and take it away.
Okay, so Devin Archer has given testimony before the grand jury already, and in that testimony he has described that Biden himself had been involved in several phone calls with, air quote, Hunter's partners. So we've gotten then now nothing but lies from Joe Biden himself, saying that he never discussed or was in business with his son or any of his close relatives like his brother. Devin Archer, I think, is he's postponed his testimony to the Oversight Committee a couple of times. I think now they've nailed it down to Thursday of this week. Not quite sure why they're postponing that. But we now have a situation that I would argue the White House is kind of scrambling with on this whole thing, because yesterday, once again, Little Miss Binder, Kareem Jean-Pierre, was asked again about Joe and this whole thing, and she changed the answer a little bit. And this is coming from probably the lawyers, but in the this time when she was asked, she said he has never been in business with his son. So that's a new one. We shall see where this goes. I would argue that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and the Biden campaign and all the Democrats and the lawyers are really trying to figure out now where this goes and what, how they're going to handle it. Do they remove Biden before the Democrat committee event in Chicago, or they do it during that or after that? And then what happens with Kamala? This White House staff doesn't want to deal with her at all, and they may be having some interesting conversations with her already, or having to have interesting conversations on how they're going to deal with her to get her out as well, because she's worse. She has worse poll numbers than Joe, if that's even possible. And I think her numbers are going to probably tank a little more, because even CNN has pushed back. A couple of their contributors have pushed back on what she had to say in Jacksonville about the state of Florida and the governor and the curriculum over teaching slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing I want somebody to ask little Miss Kareem Jean-Pierre or Kamala, if she's ever before a press microphone, or Joe, is every time that you talk about this curriculum in the state of Florida, would you sign a statement to what you're saying is true and in context under penalty of perjury?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
Okay, Kyle, we're going to be headed for the break. Here comes the music in my ear, so you guys hang on. And when we come back, Kyle Warren and Denise Simon will be going back and forth with questions and answers. And if you want to get involved, 877-969-8600. It's a Tuesday. I'll be at Mission Barbecue for lunch today, 11 to 1 on West Waters Avenue. Stop on by and enjoy some good food and some good conversation. And always, always, always the national anthem at 12 o'clock noon. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren are being brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been around for some 85 years, and they currently insure about 27 million drivers. Now, you can always go over to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out what they will charge you for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an ATV, maybe you've got a boat or an RV. They can cover all that, too. And when you bundle it all together, your car policy goes down. Now, where you really save the money is when you add into the mix your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, and then you'll save a ton of money. Now, you can do that one of two ways. You can do it on the web, geico.com, on the website, G-E-I-C-O, or you can get the phone number for your local agent over there and call them up and have a sit down or have them do it over the phone, whatever makes more sense to you. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see how much money they can save you. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Back to Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Now, we have a caller I'm going to take right now. It's Aaron in Colorado, Denver. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Hi. Good morning there, Cap. Denise, questioning you, the far-right government in Israel apparently is slowly heading on putting curb of power on the Supreme Court. Now, here in America, luckily, because of our Constitution, you have limited powers, whether it's the executive branch or legislative branch or the judicial branch in our country. Israel does not have Israel does not have our charters of freedom, which is our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. So, Denise, do you think that the government of Israel is heading in the right direction, curbing the power of the Supreme Court or not? Anyway, and also, Denise, another question. What do you think about the fight with the governor of Texas versus the corrupt piece of crap in the White House about their floating buoys to keep illegal aliens out of this country? But anyway, Cap, Denise, mm-hmm. Professor Politics, River Dirty.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Denise.
What has happened in Israel, and interestingly enough, it just seems that some of those Israelis don't seem to understand what this action is about. But what this action is about is that their Supreme Court, or the equivalent of our Supreme Court, is that it would arbitrarily overturn laws passed by their Knesset, otherwise their parliament. And this reform is basically saying, no, we're not going to just do this on an arbitrary basis anymore. You have to have them grounded. If you're going to overturn, if the judiciary is going to overturn something, it has to be grounded in some kind of statutory authority or within a traditional legal framework. So what it's really doing is actually emulating what we have, making it much more checks and balances, and actually putting it in more in a democratic society. So, yeah, a lot of people don't necessarily understand that, but that's now there were massive protests. But as of last night, I think the protests have been down to about half of what they were. Now Netanyahu had only just left the hospital yesterday morning after bypass surgery to make it back over to the Knesset in order to take this vote. So he's really trying to stabilize things. And this has been a problem. Their court has been a problem for an awful lot of years. And I think this is a way that he's trying to clean up that mess. As for the Department of Justice suing Texas over these buoys, what's particularly fascinating, you don't necessarily see this with the pictures of the buoys, but there is a barrier underneath those buoys that go down to seabed level or water down to the bottom, so people can't swim under them. And now there's going to be a fight because the Department of Justice has in fact sued the state of Texas already over these buoys. So this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, and rightly so. But this is a way that Texas is trying to protect itself, not only for its citizens, but remember, this is costing Texas billions, and I mean billions of dollars, because the Biden administration refuses to enforce the law, and that's immigration law. So that's where we are with that one, and this will be an interesting one to watch. So stay tuned.
Okay, Kyle, take it away.
All right. Good morning, Denise. Hope you're doing well this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, of course. Yes, thank you. And, well, there was a comment, though, made by the author Peter Schweitzer in light of a lot of these things that we're hearing about Joe Biden, certainly this testimony coming up from Devin Archer, et cetera. The article in the New York Post, for example, saying that Joe Biden's political career is pretty much coming to an end. Do you agree with that? You were talking about that,
yes,
a little bit earlier, but, you know, what's the estimate here for Joe Biden, being, on the ticket here?
Well, he's on the ticket because there isn't anybody else that's on the ticket, or I would argue at this point wants to be on the ticket. You know, we keep hearing about Governor Newsom. I don't think he wants this job because I think it's If he had it, it would only be for domestic or social policy. It would have nothing. He's clearly not qualified to do anything when it comes to international issues. And that's way above his pay grade. And where we are on an international basis, I would argue, is really almost above anybody who could be qualified because the Biden administration has screwed things up so badly. So having said that, my sense is virtually that I think the DNC, I think they're and the campaign are necessarily moving to determine how they're going to get rid of Biden and Kamala. They've got to go as a pair, and I think they're absolutely in a panic, and the panic is going to build because the investigation into the Biden crime family is hardly over. You know, there's still much more to come. And we find out that the 1023, the most recent 1023 that Senator Grassley just released, interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI actually verified it. So,
right.
Yeah, this is now yet another problem.
Well, Denise, what is the lateral move, or what is the move for Kamala Harris? How does she maintain, you know, save face and go off and do some other job, or what could she possibly do other than vice president?
Well, it really doesn't matter. She's a lawyer. Now, I would argue not a very good one, but she is a lawyer. And do we really care what she goes off to do? She's not really qualified to do anything else other than be a crappy lawyer. So
the law firm of crappy lawyer and crappy lawyer.
Well, I mean, her husband's a lawyer too. She doesn't need the money.
Yeah.
And I would argue that nobody really wants her. They didn't want her back when she was the DA of California. So, it kind of doesn't matter to me what she does.
All right, well, here comes the music, and Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Captain, take it away.
All right, we'll be right back. Denise, we'll talk to you tonight in the Radidio.
Yes,
thank you very much. Okay, Denise Simon and Kyle, you hang in there, and folks, we'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Got some interesting things to talk about there. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition, returns. Don't forget, have lunch for the captain today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, 11 to 1.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son, Hunter.
I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same.
That's what Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Monday. Her statement was in response to allegations claiming a Ukrainian energy executive paid millions in bribes to Biden and his son, during the president's time in the Obama administration. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released a document last week which details an FBI source's conversations with Ukrainian energy executives. The allegations have been at the center of House Republicans' investigation. The IRS is ending surprise visits to taxpayers. The agency says it's looking to enhance safety measures and help ease confusion among taxpayers. Revenue officers typically visit homes and businesses to collect unpaid taxes, according to the IRS, but now it'll be scheduled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, the Military and Veterans News segment this morning. I've got some of the news here, and I'm going to bring Kyle in the mix. I've got some of the news from the Space Force, which is always interesting to get that. And I signed up for that because I wanted to find out what they were doing because it's a new branch of the service, right?
That's right.
So the headline says, Space Force should offer European allies protection from anti-satellite attacks. Now, the destruction of a satellite may not have the same public effect as a missile attack into a civilian population, but from a military standpoint, you've definitely created an act of war, says General Chance Saltzman from the Space Force, and you've also probably taken out their ability to be able to communicate or direct their troops on the battlefield, which is an important thing, correct?
Well, sure. Yeah, especially GPS, if you take out that capability, that's huge.
And the Strategic Defense Group is racing ahead with a new U.S.-based satellite ground station and stations that could meet a hiccup over across the sea in one of our foreign lands, because the SDA director, Derek Tournier, also shed some more light on the agency's new highly secretive FOO fighter program to develop new fire control quality tracking satellites around the world in orbit.
Very interesting indeed. And FOO, that's not a Foo Fighter, is it?
Yeah. Everybody okay. Was Foo Fighting. Wasn't there a song by that matter?
That was Kung Fu Fighting, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I had it partially right. All right, and finally, talking about our Space Force and what they've been up to, Google, Meta, and other tech companies are agreeing on Joe Biden's artificial intelligence safeguards, which is going to be put through the Space Force. The White House said that it secured voluntary commitments from 7 U.S. companies meant to ensure their AI products are safe before they're released. So that's kind of interesting, because I kind of thought that that's pretty much a done deal anyway, right?
Well, this is what the president was talking about a few days ago when he emerged into the area there where he was going to give the speech and said, "I am the AI," and, you know, trying to joke around a little bit. But that's right. These different companies, Microsoft, I think, included, and other large companies are saying, yeah, they will agree to these, so some of these curbs. But of course, you've got some of our adversaries, like China, for example. They're going to be developing AI at a breakneck pace. And so I don't know that they're going to have the same kind of curbs.
And I got one more before I give it to you for what's on your mind. The UN command says it's communicating. Now, this is the UN. Says it's communicating with North Korea over the detained U.S. soldier. The deputy commander of the UN command said it started conversations with North Korea over an American soldier who ran into the North last week across the Korean's heavily armed border. Now, we haven't heard a word out of him since then, have we?
No, one would think, too, that there might be some propaganda value, for lack of a better saying, in having this soldier and doing what they want to do in terms of that propaganda.
Well, they're going to want something in return, and it's usually either more food or some prisoners or something. They're going to want something in return. We just don't know what it is yet.
Well, exactly right, of course, yes.
Okay, so what are you looking at? Where'd you go? Where did he go? Now I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Captain, it looks like the U.S. is going to send up to $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine. This is coming out of Military Times. Biden administration is going to send this additional military aid to Ukraine, including a variety of munitions for advanced air defense systems and a number of small surveillance Hornet drones, according to U.S. officials on Monday. And, of course, as the attacks continue to escalate. And, by the way, you had those strikes in Moscow that happened, those drone strikes, and, of course, the strike against the bridge in Crimea, which was a major development. Now, Moscow, of course, is blaming Ukraine for these drone strikes in Moscow. I think there are at least 2 of them. But, of course, it begs the question, how did Ukraine do that? But Moscow calling it an act of terror at this point.
Well, it's an act of terror. I'll grant you that one. But I don't think they flew those things all the way from Ukraine at low altitude into Moscow. I just don't think they could have done that. I believe that they were already there, which tells me that it might be maybe the mercenaries are at it.
That could very well be. Now, this new package that they're sending has high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS. Also, looks like the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System, that's Stingers and Javelins as well. So this is pretty formidable stuff.
And again, a lot of people are saying, especially in the chat rooms and whatnot, that they don't believe that all this money that we're seeing monetary value for weapons is going for weapons. They believe it's going to line people's pockets.
Well, unfortunately, I think that's a fact of life at this point.
It is in the Ukraine.
It is. And this, even before the invasion of Ukraine, there were corruption issues that would have hampered any kind of NATO consideration for a long time.
Yeah, wait till you hear this. The former president of the Ukraine apparently skipped his way into Russia with several $1 billion of money.
Well, I don't doubt it. Now, you're talking about the one who would have been pro-Moscow and would have been installed by them.
Yeah, before Zelensky. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, he's living high off the hog in Russia with the money that he absconded.
Right.
And that, right, came, exactly, from, and that right. came from Trump.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
All right, what else you got?
Well, it looks like the Biden administration is now threatening a VA budget deal over limiting abortion and LGBT care. White House officials on Monday again threatened this veto for funding Veterans Affairs programs next year, saying appropriations outline as written contains too many partisan attacks on controversial social issues. It's a $320 billion spending plan, and it looks like it's going to be voted on this week by the House, by the GOP House, and basically it matches about the levels that Joe Biden had requested in the federal budget proposal last spring.
Hmm. I'd heard something to that effect, but I wasn't sure what the final result was. Well, one other thing, when you talk about the Ukraine, amongst all the challenges that they've got going on, Ukrainians are being turned into soldiers over in the Eastern Front of Ukraine because they're now recruiting people that are citizens that weren't in the army to begin with to try to shore up the Eastern defenses that they've got there as they wait on more people that are being trained, more soldiers that are being trained that will be coming in from Germany where they've been getting trained. So, and some of those, by the way, were the people with the tanks and whatnot. I guess it's a question whether or not they can hold on because you've got citizen soldiers going up against God knows who when it comes to the Russians.
Well, exactly right. That's true.
Now, I should be hearing the music in any second here, which means the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is right around the corner, and here it comes right now. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. Right here, and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming your way. Got some financial questions to ask him. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. Captain's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And their Acura dealership is located here in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. You've got Moss Acura, and then you've got Moss Nissan side by side right there on North Florida Avenue. Now, remember, if you served, you saved at Moss Acura. That means all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, and church pastors, too, are afforded a discount on the vehicle, new or pre-owned, whichever you're going to buy. Now, don't forget your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care for free oil changes and tire rotations. That, again, includes not only new but also certified pre-owned. And, of course, they have, just like anybody else, if you want to buy an extended warranty, you can get one of those, too. And I did. I bought my I extended my warranty 2 years on top of what it was, so everything is cruising along. If something breaks, it gets fixed, and I don't worry about it. But Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com is the website. That's M-A-U-S, Moss, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for some really nice things for you, too. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, I got this little report here, and we're waiting to see what the government report will be this week. The so-called core control. Wall Street expects the government will report this week that the economy grew by 1.8% in the second quarter of this year. However, it's inconsistent with the Fed's aim of bringing a growth of up to 2.4%. We don't know what's going to happen, but what do you think is going to happen here on Friday?
Well, you'd like to see growth even at a higher level. We haven't really had great economic growth, you know, on a consistent basis, going all the way back to the Clinton administration, to be honest. Ultra low, you know, interest rate policies really, in my opinion, really haven't helped the cause. But yeah, we've had some months, you know, coming out of COVID because, you know, the economic activity went in reverse to such a degree. We should have had a banging economy coming out of the Great Recession. We didn't because there's too much government involvement. And I wouldn't expect, you know, much of a difference. I really wouldn't. You know, I don't like this, you know, this slow economic growth nonsense. I really don't. But again, that's what happens when the government gets, you know, heavily involved in an economy. And that's what we've had for a long period of time. You know, like I said, going all the way back to the Clinton administration.
Right. And Kyle, I know you got a couple of questions you're sitting on there, so go ahead.
Well, good morning, Chris. And one of the things that we're seeing here, possible, I don't know if this is a perfect storm of strikes, but UPS, of course, may go out on strike, depending. FedEx pilots just rejected a tentative deal, so we don't know exactly what's going to happen there. They're going for more mediation. But what happens when both of these things go out on strike at the same time? What happens to retail or online buying? And will people try to turn back to brick and mortar if they can't get things delivered? And then you don't have supplies and inventory there. Well, in other words, what will the effect be, do you think?
Well, I mean, let's look at this in a different way. I mean, the U.S. Postal Service can handle some of the capacity. Again, you take a look at Amazon, and this is why Amazon's building out their own delivery fleet, and they have a lot of localized distribution centers to handle a lot of that. That's where a lot of the stuff goes. Will there be a hit? Yes. Will things slow down to some degree? Possibly, and almost definitely. But do I think that there's going to be a shift of people going back to brick and mortar? No. I mean, again, we're spoiled. I mean, I've ordered things, you know, from Amazon, and I have delivered the same day, for crying out loud. You know, if I have to wait another day for it to get there, I mean, that's not going to change whether or not I'm going to, you know, go to the store or not.
Right, exactly. No, I completely agree. And by the way, these stores, as they were, actual real stores, they don't have a lot of inventory. There's usually not a lot of stuff on, or an assortment of things on the shelf. But now, of course, with the economy, we're hearing that it's, you know, there's no way there's going to be a soft landing in this. Is there going to be a landing, a touchdown? Is it going to go around? I mean, are we going to keep circling JFK here for a while in this economy? What do you think?
I said, I don't try to play that. You know, it makes for great conversation on a lot of these business networks, but it doesn't really get anybody anywhere. I try to focus on, you know, I said this before, you know, you can be in search of recession, perpetually. What's the point? What you do is you go out there and as a money manager, I look to buy quality companies that, end up coming out of recessions or slowdowns stronger than they were going in. And that's the key. How we've been talking about this recession, soft landing, hard landing for how long, and making a lot of these, wizard of smart analysts that are at some of these major firms look like idiots. Could we go into a recession? Absolutely. But more often than not, by the time you figure out that you're in a recession, it's already over. So, trying to guess when that's going to happen is an exercise in futility.
Okay, hold on a second. We got a caller on the line. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask Chris Markowski about the from what I understand, some of the countries around the world are going to try and form an alternate currency for to be used as a reserve currency around the world? And the second part of this is the United States, are we going to have one of these blockchain currencies in the near future, or is that just a way long shot possibility? All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
I mean, I have no problem. There's been some discussion, some countries trying to come up with an alternative reserve currency, and there was, you know, all that nervousness that surrounded when they put the euro together. And yeah, are transactions conducted in euros? Absolutely. But, you know, the United States dollar is a reserve currency, but competition breeds excellence. And, you know, having another, shot at, and again, it's not going to be nearly as strong as ours, might force our government's hand into actually trying to be a little bit more fiscally prudent. You know, the only reason why we're able to be $33 trillion in debt is because of the fact that we're the world's reserve currency. There's been some talk as well about, some sort of, call it the digital dollar. I think it's going to be more based upon having faster transactions when it comes to banking. I don't see the political possibility of there ever actually going completely away from actually having a hard currency where you can have more hard currency, having a currency that's actually tangible.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, Chris, we saw something earlier today that managers surveyed are now saying that 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. is now sort of a work dead zone as employees deal with things like family obligations or child care. But how is work changing in terms of people simply being able to work at their own pace or work later at night and not really, say, be in the office or even, communicating with other people during, quote, normal business hours? How is work changing these days?
I know technology allows for maybe to work more, in my opinion. I mean, like I said, I'm going back to, when I first started, just 3+ decades ago, and, having to get up and, get on the subway, didn't have a smartphone, you weren't connected all the time, there wasn't any email or anything like that. The world that we're living in right now, especially in certain jobs, it seems to follow you around everywhere. And, there's times, you said, I got to put the phone down and put it away and the technology away just to, to obviously get your head on straight. All businesses are different and unique. I could care less the people that work for my company, I could care less if they work an hour a day or 2 hours a day or 8 hours a day as long as I get their work done. Yeah, and that's what matters to me. It's not how I go about doing things. I mean, every business is different. In my opinion, I think especially when you're younger, I think it's very conducive to be in the office and making connections, and that's how you learn. But I understand, people are getting older. I think that, the technology can be beneficial, so you can make more of your kids' ball games and you can see more of their dance recitals and things like that. I have no problem.
All right, here comes the music, Chris. I'll have to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle, you hang on, and folks are coming back with more. And on the other side of the break, top of the hour news, it'll be retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Republican Liberty Caucus. And I just paid my dues last night. All righty. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.